is a new poem. It started out as a writing exercise where one of those little oranges called clementines was brought into the room and set on a table, and I was told, write about this. Or, yeah, write about this. But of course, this poem's not about that. Clementine. Oh, I also should tell you that when I first started writing poetry, it just went on for pages and pages and pages and pages. And now I write poems that are about this bitch. Clementine. Oh, my darling. I wanted to write about your taste. Then I remembered the amaryllis open on your windowsill. You said it was like a mouth. I disagree. This poem is called Salvation, and it's kind of odd. And I wrote it, I used to work for Older Adult Protective Services, and that is like working for an agency that finds your grandparents starving or being beaten or being neglected or having their money stolen. I could only work there for a couple of years, and then I had to have a happier job. And it was just too hard. So I now work for Girls Inc., which is really happy. We have teenagers who know what they do. Anyway, this poem is called Salvation, and it is true. The woman with maggots in her legs dozes in an overstuffed chair. Flies orbit her head, blacken the walls, blow eggs into soft, warm holes in her body. She whispers to the pipers who call her granny, bring her potato chips or warm ginger ale, then curl into the room's corners. Their match flames reflect in her dull eyes. Sulfur mixes with the smell of garbage. The woman with maggots in her legs never changes her clothes. Her socks ride against her ankles. Her shoes appear to be full of rice. She dreams of sheets boiled white, sunshine through clear window panes. The tickling in her body is the touch of God, the buzzing, the wings of angels. And pipers are crack addicts. This is one of the chapbooks in the back, although the cover is different. I like to experiment with covers. This poem is called Return, and it's with acknowledgement to Stanley Kunitz. I wrote this poem, I don't remember when, but Janet and I were sitting in the audience listening to Stanley read a poem at the Dodge Poetry Festival, and he read this poem, and he got to the end, and it had the same line as the end of this poem. And we looked at each other and screamed. But Stanley's not acknowledging me in his Return with acknowledgement to Stanley Kunitz. From the belly of the plane, I follow the others into the light. Yours is the only face I see. Claim me with a kiss that is long and succulent, unmindful and dangerous. Then turn. I'll follow you anywhere. You carry one bag, I bring the other to the car where your voice touches me like hands. Leave the windows open wide. Let the roar of the city and the sidewalk smells wash over my skin. Enter. Climb the stairs. Unlock the door. Leave the suitcases just inside. Hardwood squeaks mark our steps. Take off my clothes like I'm a child, but you can see I'm a woman. Let your fingers read me. I still smell of sage, see pine mountains when I close my eyes. My lips feel dry against your mouth. Lick me back into this world. Call my outlaw name in our native tongue. Help me remember who I am.